Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
WEEI Afternoons in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. Well, after 3 o'clock, Ted Johnson's here.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
You got a little casual look today. Well, you got a workout afterwards. You got a Middlebury lifting session afterwards.
I got a workout, a swim workout after this, and then I'm getting up at 4 a.m. to go see my daughter for Parents Weekend.
Can't get a brag there or a good story.
And
neither.
Schenectady.
No, that's good. That's good, dad gang, right there. Shout out to
Ty. I've just decided to dress down a little bit. I hope that's okay.
I think you look good. We're doing sports.
Hey, Ted, I'll
just be comfortable.
Ted, right. I'll trade you a 4 a.m. wake up and a drive to Schenectady for three Little League games over 3 hours tomorrow.
No, is it coach pitch, T-ball? Because no thanks, buddy. If it's coach pitch, no thanks.
No, it's first year kid pitch, so it's nine beaned batters for every strike.
Well, I was going to say, first year.
Walk them through.
It's so true. It almost might be better than your coach's pitch.
Have we reached the maximum batters yet in the inning? Can we move on? Although the coach pitch is one of the more stressful things because you're literally tasked with hitting a bat. Something you're not taught that. Like, you're trying to hit the barrel of the bat. You see where the kid swings and you're trying to put the baseball exactly where the kid swings. It is stressful out there.
Very much so.
I don't think people understand it when you just stay on the sidelines. That's hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I mean, they first base is over there. That's third base.
No,
first base
you
is over there.
You can't pee there. Pull your pants up. You can't pee. You at least got to go in the woods.
Johnny, say, O'Malley, stop picking daisies and right. Let's
seriously.
Go.
And then leave the grasshopper alone.
God forbid a plane fly over. The whole game comes to an end. It's like everybody stares up. It's like, all right. All right, Stiz, it's 3 o'clock. Three hosts. You know the deal. 3-point stance.
319.
Ready.
319.
319. Yeah, there you go.
What's that?
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Boston up! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A 3-run homer and the game is tied!
On WEEI Afternoons.
Time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman, Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or you got to drive to Schenectady over the weekend, you got to get Glassman. Mm-hmm. It's up in the Capital Region, Andy. Did you know that?
Is it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So he can listen to the Dan Ball replacement on the radio out there at some point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's that?
God knows, and God bless him. call all sevens, though, if you have to listen to that. Go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, the capital is Albany?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
just outside Albany.
Right. Yeah.
All right, stop showing off. This isn't Quiz with Stiz.
which I held my own yesterday, you know, by the way.
We tied.
Yeah. What's the overall record again?
So we're sort of like a hockey record now. We all have a one on the end. Yeah.
We know you're smart, Dan.
Yeah, you got Teddy's up to 7-1-1, Andy 7-9-1, okay. And then 4-1-1, Ted has the season series advantage.
Hopefully we do the show for a long time and you can maybe catch up.
Oh, pander to me. All right, let's get to it.
617-777-7777. That's all the sevens you call. 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. 3 hosts, each of which will present their stances on the biggest stories in Boston sports and beyond. Andy Hart, you got beat yesterday, but you lead us off for the 3-point stance. You get 60 seconds for your opening stance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, so it may not matter because they're 2-0. We talked about it. The Bruins are winning games, but we've also talked about the fact that they have 3 alternate captains. They do not have a captain. I want to get into that, but I asked Razor about it, and here's what he said.
My sense is the captain's in the group A's.
Who makes that decision?
That's a good question.
Does it vary from team to team?
It does.
I got to think Cam Neely has a say.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cam Neely.
But does Marco Sturm have a say? Like,
balance? It would be, I don't know. I think the person who makes the decision who the captain is goes up a lot further in an organization like the Bruins compared to franchise A.
So I think the captaincy of the Boston Bruins is a Cam Neely, maybe even slash ownership decision. And as Razor said, it's one of the 3 that's there. I tend to think it's Pasta. I think it's Pastrnak. And I think they're doing a courtesy to their first-year head coach. I think Cam Neely's like, I can't just slap a C on that guy and force a captain on a first-year head coach. That's not appropriate. That's not good for the hierarchy of the team. So I think what they're doing is they're allowing Marco Sturm to come in, coach David Pastrnak for a period of time, get comfortable with David Pastrnak, who he's already said some very nice things about publicly in the media. And then I think you're going to see Marco Sturm signs off on the guy who was chosen by Cam Neely. They name a captain, and my prediction is that's David Pastrnak. But I think that would be the explanation. This is all theoretical in my part, but that would be the explanation why the Boston Bruins don't yet have a captain, even though it's one of the 3 guys that wear an A, and it's probably a decision that really falls with Cam Neely. They're letting Marco Sturm have his say.
I find it interesting how each sport picks their captains differently. I mean, football, the most teams have players vote for captains
right.
in football. In in hockey, we don't know who does.
Right.
It varies from team to team.
And according to Razor, it's different in San Jose than it is in Boston, than it is in Montreal, than it is in Columbus.
I was surprised to hear him say that there was teams that didn't have captains for years.
Right.
There was nobody worthy of it, I guess. And so some teams would just go without having a captain, which is just odd to me.
And then there's like some sports where you don't even know that they have captains except for certain teams that you know they have captains, like the Yankees. Like Derek Jeter was the captain of the New York Yankees. And you're like, I don't know if I could name all the other. Jason Veritek was the captain.
Was it signified with a C?
Yes.
On Jeter's jersey? I feel it was on Veritek.
It definitely was on Veritek.
I don't remember it on Jeter's, but maybe it was.
Maybe you didn't need a C because you knew who the captain was.
Here comes the captain.
And then in hockey, you see where, I don't know, Dan Ball, you can explain this. Do they have a technical, you know when they have the brouhahas and then both captains or captain and an alternate captain stand there?
Yep.
Are they just listening? Like, do they actually have anything to do there, decide there? Are they just listening to what the referee is telling them went down?
No, I think they're just they're kind of the spokesperson for the coaching staff and just kind of on behalf of the rest of the team. So they'll certainly plead their case if there's a call that they disagree with, but your letter kind of allows you to speak to the referee without any kind of issues.
And that's how it used to be. I can remember Bragg in high school. When I played high school football, only the captain. You had to tell who the captains were, and they were the only people allowed to speak with the referees.
Right.
They would actually accept the penalty. Now I feel like all the refs go to the sideline and just talk to the coach.
Yep.
But back in the day, captain had to, you want the holding or do you want, you know, the down, the play kind of thing.
There were captain on offense, captain on defense.
And those were literal jobs, spokesmen on the field. Now they just look over and yell at Mike Vrabel and he like nods or points
and I feel like the Patriots put the C on their, you know, I think Drake May has a C on
his
jersey.
Oh, because that was a Belichick thing.
Oh, was it?
Oh, he was so against it. I asked him about it once in a press conference.
They
were the only team.
No, you mean he was against what they're doing now.
The Patriots were the only team that didn't have a C.
That makes sense. I mean, he probably would rather not put numbers on guys if he could help
and not pay them and not treat them when they get hurt. And like, we'll get to that later.
I bet there was a C on his hoodie somewhere, though, so he could truly be in charge.
But it meant something different.
And now he's got one riding shotgun in North Carolina. Fitzy, are you ready?
I am indeed.
All right, here is 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, this is not about any captainship. This is not about a game plan or anything too hyper-specific. Did a Six Rings podcast this morning with Megan Ottolini outlining exactly how and why we think this will not be a letdown game for the Patriots. So if you want to listen to that, go right ahead and download today. No, this is more just sort of like a Boston sports check-in. I saw a post in the New York Post that said it's been they have something called the misery clock, and it's been 4,996 days since one of the four major teams or any major sports team has won a championship in New York. That's a pretty long time. That's almost 14 years of calendar time. Whereas for us, it's been since June of 2024. Oh, poor us. It's been 16 months since our last duck boat parade. But just a quick check-in. Your Red Sox, they got eliminated last week, but things are looking pretty good for them. The Boston Celtics, I like what I saw in their one preseason game. And hey, Jason Tatum was dunking the other day, and the timeline for him might be quite expedited to return to action for the Celtics. Your New England Patriots feel like they're actually getting on a roll. The Bruins have won their first two games of the season. Don't stop me now. I'm not predicting nonstop duck boats for the next year plus, but guys, it feels like it's a pretty good time to be a Boston sportsman. Oh, by the way, the Yankees were eliminated this week as well.
Well, the Yankees were eliminated, and I saw there was actually a column written in Philadelphia, something about because the Phillies got eliminated, and they basically think the Eagles have been eliminated from Super Bowl contention after just two losses. And
they looked horrendous last night. Didn't get beat by the Giants, Andy. They got smoked.
Well, see, the Eagles have developed this thing where they play the first half and then they stop playing and the other team keeps playing and they lose the game. This is two losses where they were either up 17-3, I think, against the last week against the Saints? It was the Saints.
No. They lost to the Broncos.
I mean, the Broncos. And, you know,
the Giants were up, I think, 14-0 or 14-3, and then just went into the toilet and lost to the Saints 26-14.
Yes, that's it. But the Eagles have scored 17 points in the first half and then stopped scoring. And it's like, you know, you got to play two halves. You do have an offensive-minded coach with a loaded roster. And I'm starting to question that offensive line. I watched a little bit of that game last night. Isn't that supposed to be one of the best offensive lines in football? I don't think they look like it.
Their game plans are so predictable. Oh, wow, let's run four tush pushes in a row. And also, hey, we're the big bad Eagles. We won the Super Bowl. You should cower at our mere presence. Like, no, actually, you don't really throw to your really good receivers. Maybe your quarterback's over. And by the way, Saquon Barkley, you want to talk about regressing to the mean or the norm after having an otherworldly season? They said last night on the radio broadcast, he's averaging 71 yards a game less than last season.
Oh, yeah, he's been terrible. I can tell you that as a fantasy owner that he has been terrible. And then you got guys poaching touchdowns with tush pushes. Yes, damn ball.
So that's another offensive line issue.
Can we talk about that, by the way?
Oh, we'll get into that.
Have you reversed your opinion on that?
No, I was fine with it. I'm where I always was. Call the false starts. If you can't allow them to run the play and the guard to leave before the ball. And they do it. It feels like now it's 50-50 if they're going to false start. Often seems like it's the right guard, whoever the hell that is for the Eagles. And why are they not calling it?
They obviously can't see it from where they're at.
Well, fix it then. Or that's an actual reason to ban it. If you can't officiate the play properly, the guy is leaving and the ball's still
bang,
there.
Bang, bang. It's bang, bang. It happens so
fast.
Yes,
we'll call it. I don't care. Call it. Fix it. Or get rid of the stupid play.
How about
if you can't
get
officiate
rid of the play? How about that?
Thank you. Just
it was funny, though. And as somebody who enjoys being a bit of an a-hole at times, they loved running that four times.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the grin of Saquon coming off and Sirianni was excited? Like, they were enjoying, like, that opportunity. And in case people don't know what happened, they had one of those situations where they could get a first down in the red zone at, like, the two. So they'd be shy of the goal line but get a first down, and they were short of the first down. So they ran the tush push to get the first down, and then they just kept running the tush push to get into the end zone.
Right.
So they ran four tush pushes in a row to pick up a total of I don't know, 3 yards total.
I think
total.
It's great. I think it looks so good. I think aesthetically it's awesome, man.
Isn't it, Ted, just the sexiest football?
Would you rather see that or like a 60-yard bomb down the sideline? Who wants to see that?
I don't want to see Drake made a Stephon Diggs. I just want to see guys just piling on top of dudes.
You know what they are? They're like a lot of these people that see loopholes and they do things. They, you know, companies that there's no laws yet for what to kind of, I don't know, control or to, you know, litigate their whatever it is they're doing. Like a lot of the sports betting, you know, they started doing sports betting online before the laws could catch up. And now that the laws are caught, you can't do a lot of the things that they were getting away with. And so it's kind of like the tush push.
And last night I took it as my read on that was they know it's getting banned in the offseason.
Yep, they're going to run
And this
it to
was
death.
An opportunity to just shove it up people like Ted John, whoever doesn't like it.
Me.
You guys are going to win in like 6 months. That's how they know. But right now, it's still allowed, and I'm going to F with you. And they F'd with the entire tush-push-hating world last night.
And lost a game on national television to a team they should have beat by 10.
And that would be my comment if I'm Jeffrey Lurie. Hey, Sirianni, why don't we stop trying to piss the rest of the world off and just try to win football games? Take your tush-push and shove it up your tush and push.
But it's amazing. You know what? That's what success does. Some teams can't handle it. They win the whole thing last year, and now it's all divas, and they want their money.
Hear that, Eagles? That was Ted Johnson, three-time Super Bowl champion, including back-to-back Super Bowl champion, saying some teams, some guys can't handle it.
Hey, maybe they'll be like the 2002 Patriots. You know, maybe they have a year in which they got to learn their lessons, and then they come back and win the next two. I doubt it, but they have a roster that could, basically promise winning for the next 5 years.
Depending on what the roster looks like moving forward, like A.J. Brown could be gone at any point because he doesn't seem overly happy there, but we'll get to that a different day.
Yeah, how about Jalen Hurts nearly throwing a pick six rather than throwing to a wide-open A.J. Brown in the end zone?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
Jalen Hurts is
fun.
Yep.
You know, we
were wedging him into the top five.
Say this with
your
chest.
We were like, he might be the fifth guy in that five-man because he won the Super Bowl, he did this. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, now I remember why I don't think Jalen Hurts is all that good and why I think a lot of people believe he just kind of rode the coattails of a great roster and the situation that he is in Philly.
And I love how when you're winning, his attitude is, well, he's focused, he's laid in, he's just so competitive. And then when you're losing, it's like, this guy's
a selfish a-hole.
There's something about his body language that just I can't get on board with. I can't get down with his body language. It just throws me off. I'd have an issue with him.
Oh.
Sorry to hear, Andy, that Jalen Hurts really isn't as good when his team isn't elite around him. That breaks my heart, and Genius did walk alone on that one. And to recap the last 10 minutes of WEEI Afternoons, it began with Fitzy telling us it's a good time to be a Boston sports fan, and it ended with Andy talking about shoving something up your tush. Ted, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here are 60 seconds. Go ahead.
All right, so I want to talk about the innocents. The innocents down in North Carolina, the people that, Coach Belichick has been cheating. Down there, you saw defensive assistant Armon Hawkins. He has been suspended for, I guess, giving recruits extra benefits. And it's just it fascinates me. There's an expression in when you were in recovery, okay, where you talk about, let's play the tape out. If you do take XYZ drug, play the tape. What's going to happen at the end? And let's just play the tape with Bill Belichick. So you got Armon Hawkins, who's suspended. He's one of the innocents in this, right? Why was he giving extra benefits when he get all this money to give to recruits? Why on earth would you have any problem with giving extra benefits? Partly it's because Bill can't get the players he wants, so they got to bend the rules to get the people they want. So that's why. Bill can't draft guys. He can't control guys, and I think that's what's really difficult for him in this whole thing down there. And so the innocents are the players, the parents of the players, the UNC fans, the university, and the staffers like Armon Hawkins. How many staffers went down there that were with him with the Patriots? A lot. You see a lot of familiar faces on that sideline. And those people brought their families down there, and they're the ones that are going to be looking for jobs here pretty soon. That's unfortunate. I don't know why he feels like he has to cheat to get what he wants, but that's what's going on, and I feel bad for the innocents at UNC.
Hmm. Oh, Dan Ball, I'm sorry. I didn't want to step on your toes
You know what's when he was going to college, it was like, wait, he's got to like pamper these kids. Yeah. He's got to talk to these kids. There was a coach, I forget who it was, that was on the podium after a game, and his phone rang. And
yes, Arizona State.
What did he say?
He said it's a recruit, and then it might be a recruit. Oh, not a recruit. If it was, I would have taken the call.
Can right. you imagine Bill saying that?
Yeah, no.
Not in a million years. That's what it takes to be a college coach. He doesn't feel like he has to do that kind of work. That was beneath him. I'm Bill Belichick, and you're seeing the results of his hubris right now, and it just is unfortunate. You know, Mac Jones, you know, he's showing that he's got something there in San Francisco. But Bill did him a disservice when he was here. There's so many of these kids that at UNC that went there that are being cheated out of a college experience because of his selfishness. So I just feel bad for the innocence in this situation down there. And this coach, this defensive assistant, Armon Hawkins, is one of those guys. I mean, think about the camera guys here, the deflators here. How many people that worked on the fringe of the Patriots staffing group that lost jobs because of decisions Bill made? It's just amazing how many people hitched their wagon to the guy. And so it's just something I had to point out, is just the innocents are the unfortunate kind of, victims in this case.
Yes, Diz.
Now, what if, is there any chance that Bill wins the next seven games, finishes the season 9-3? There's only one opponent left in the next seven games that are ranked. That's Virginia. So what if he finishes 9-3? And does the story
change?
That's
what I just think of, Andy. If, fans, and buts were Kenny and nuts. Merry Christmas. And my aunt had...
Right. And you're totally right, Stiz. Yeah. If that happens, this will be a totally different story. Things will be perceived differently. You'll stop hearing about... And by the way, we're referencing... There's a new story in The Athletic today. Has sort of reconfigured the story a little bit here. And there's some quotes in there from a lot of unnamed sources, but some are named. And they're academic people talking about basically the embarrassment this has brought to the university, something we've brought up. Those would be quieted, I think, because those people are smart people. They understand how it works. They don't have to like it, but they know if UNC football suddenly was being talked about with Ohio State and Alabama and Georgia, that would elevate the entire university. That could bring money into their departments of psychology, this, that. But it's not. You have the embarrassment without the payoff, Stiz. Right, like you're 2-3, and Stiz, I appreciate your loyalty and your optimism, but the numbers are, did you see the fun number in there that they are 133rd?
Yeah.
Like, did we mishear Bill? Did he really say we're going to be the 133rd NFL team? Because that was the irony of that they're 133rd.
It's like the letter that that Mike Lombardi sent out to the school, which went over like a wet blanket. Patience, everyone. Have patience. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should have patience. We're going to get back to this. That's going to put an end to the three-point stances today. But I thought the most interesting thing in this Athletic article was Lombardi-related, and it was that there was one source that said maybe the way Bill saves his skin is to fire Lombardi and kind of make Lombardi the fall guy, the scapegoat, move on from him.
If it meant he could keep his money, he'd do it in a heartbeat.
And it sounds like there are people there that think that would be a way to kind of satisfy the critics that are calling for Bill's head, is maybe say Lombardi wasn't ready. He was the GM that brought in the talent. He didn't know what he was doing. That's why we don't have talent. So it's not Bill's fault. It's Lombardi's fault. Let's get rid of this $4 million guy instead of getting rid of the $50 million man that we owe all this money to. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, our buddy Mike Giardi will join us to talk about the Patriots. Probably a little Bill Belichick mixed in, but the Patriots. Can we trust the Patriots? Does Mike Giardi trust the Patriots? We'll find out next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WEEI Afternoons on a frosty football Friday, a Patriots Friday. That means we're going to go to the guest line at 3:30 and talk to our guy, Mike Giardi, which means the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. I just realized listening to that open, there's a cut in there that seems very appropriate, but in a different sense this time. What do you get by keeping Bill Belichick around? Probably a question they're asking themselves in North Carolina this week.
Yep. Hey, I feel like you and I have been aligned on that.
What a debacle,
Mike.
Huh?
Oh, just, I mean, it's kind of like you didn't see this coming, huh? Did you vet the guy at all? Did you talk to anybody in the NFL circles before you hired the guy?
No, it's a big splashy hire, right? Like, hey, you ran out of Mac Brown, you know, not the Mac Brown of Texas, but like he still won games at North Carolina, a basketball school first. He was still winning games and getting good football players like the number 3 overall pick in the draft 2 years ago in Drake May.
Yep.
And they ran him out. They ran a bunch of the players out. But one of the best parts about this, or not best parts, but like when you go back and like you read the reporting on it, like how they fired everybody when they first got there, and then they had to hire some people back because they didn't know how to recruit. They didn't know how you like book tickets and things like that. And well, even then, clearly they didn't get the message because they've screwed that up too. But like it just, absolute debacle. And, you know, the kids are all getting completely screwed there. I mean, the program is in the toilet right now.
Can I follow up on this?
Absolutely.
Just keep it going. You're rolling. What do you think, you know, everybody's reading into, of course, those statements that they both put out on Wednesday night. I don't know how through the first 5 weeks. They have 7 more games, Mike. Do you see this thing lasting to the end of the season, or do you think they part ways before?
So an interesting part of this, when all the stuff came up now about the recruiting violations. So now the school knows, and some people at the school might have been the ones that blew the whistle. So you start to think about like, okay, well, can they negotiate the buyout down from $20 million? But the longer that they keep this going, like you can't then turn around at the end of the year, fire them and say, well, a big reason we're firing is because of the recruiting violations. Well, you've known about it. So unless they're saying like there's you got to go through due process here or whatever, like it would seem to me this is something that would have to happen sooner rather than later if they want to, you know, get out of some of, if not all of the money.
Yeah.
Plan regarding the maintenance of Christian Gonzalez, because yesterday he's on a rather limited at practice, and all of a sudden there was an explosion of just like, oh no, is he hurt again? Has it been tweaked? You have Ben Volen saying today that it was re-injured, and of course the secondary coach says, no, this is all part of the plan. What do you know about all this?
Yeah, news to me. I think news to a lot of people if this was the plan. And obviously last week when reporters were allowed to view, and again, we don't really get to see very much, there wasn't any of this sort of thing going on. And now this week it changes. So it does make you wonder whether or not, you know, there's something happening there. I mean, from a broader perspective in terms of what they were the coach was talking about yesterday, it does make sense to not like, okay, we just went through this thing where you missed whatever it was, 7 weeks or 8 weeks of time. Like, do we really need to push it at all times during practice and those sorts of things? But again, like the fact that it wasn't a thing last week and it became a thing later in this week does sort of, you know, put your antenna up.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal here on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, I feel like the big question of this week is trap game, letdown, trust factor. Do you trust the Patriots to go on the road and win a game that they're supposed to win against a supposedly inferior team? Do you trust them?
I think so.
That was a long pause. Like,
because it's one of those things. Like they're starting to get me to trust them, right? To go up to rebound from a slow start against Carolina and just run them out the building, right? Then to go into Buffalo, hang tough with them, and then obviously, as we know, you know, take a 10-point lead and then the 2-minute drive to win the game. Like, so they're starting to build that trust. I still look at the roster. I've been saying this for years now, but like I still look at the roster and go, yeah, they need more players. They don't have enough players. So like, is it all grabbing hold and what Mike's teaching and preaching? You know, are we getting the proof of concept and now guys are buying in even more and you know, you're about to take that next step? I don't know. Like, this is it's kind of a sneaky big game in the sense of that, right? Like, prove to me that you are worthy of my trust. Prove to me that you are taking the coaching. And, you know, Vrabel's been very clear, I think, this week and sort of the message he sent to the players, like, you guys haven't done anything yet. Like, these are the games that we have to win if we want to get to where we want to go. So, yeah, I think it's a fascinating game, and I'm really curious to see how it plays. I'm not one that says they need to win by 25 points. Like, mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, just win the game. You know, like, that's the point you are, and we know it's hard to win in this league and all that. But, like, just, yeah, show me that this didn't go to your head and that there is this level of, hey, they're a bad team, and we're gonna snuff out a bad team, even if it's on the road.
It's so true, Mike. I mean, you got to validate last week's win with a win because their defense is like dead last in DVOA. Their offense is down at the bottom of a lot of metrics. So I hear you 100% on that. Let me ask you about one of the kind of the biggest concerns, and when you consider going into the season, it was supposed to be kind of something they hung their hat on, and that's the running game. You know, the offensive line is getting a lot of love for its pass protection, but the Patriots rank dead last in the NFL in rushing EPA, and they're doing a lot of their rushing attempts are to the left side of the line where those two guys, you know, the two rookies are getting a lot of love again for their pass protection. What do you see? You know, how important is this running game that it gets going? They've lost Antonio Gibson, of course, to an injury last week. It feels like that's got to be something that just has to get better if this offense wants to go or it needs to go.
Yeah, I mean, you lose your best runner, right? Gibson was your best running back last year. He's been your best running back this year. And now not to have him certainly adds another layer to the challenge of getting this running game going. What's interesting, and you know, I kind of did a deeper dive on this yesterday and that, you know, digging up some numbers, like they're actually 13th, I believe, in yards before contact. So that what essentially that means is your offensive line has generally done a pretty good job, a better than average job of creating space, and the runners aren't doing their part, which is why I think I've talked to you about the Trevion Henderson thing. Like, everybody want, like, yeah, let it go. So we saw it in August, and you're thinking, like, this guy's going to be a stud. And I'm not ruling that he's still not, you know, I still believe he can be a stud, but, like, he's still learning, and he's not been patient enough, or something, you know, he's moving too fast, and you run into contact and those sorts of things. So, and then I think Ramondre, the you know, the conundrum between, because of the fumbling, is that there are times, like, where he's running protectively instead of running instinctively, because he doesn't want to put the ball on the ground again, you know, and he did last week. So it's a fine line they're trying to walk. I know you guys had McDaniels on earlier, and he preached it to us this week, and he preached it to you guys, and nobody wants to hear it, but there's just some patience. Like, they didn't spend a ton of time in pads. Josh mentioned that, like, you know, it's time on task, it's time in pads. And when you think about how they ran this summer, and, you know, they just haven't done a ton of it. So they that's an area that's clearly lagging. We'll see if they can get it up to speed.
Mike, checked out your podcast. I saw that you had Nick Underhill from NewOrleans.football. Yeah, he does a nice job. What did you learn about the Saints from your chat with Nick Underhill from NewOrleans.football, and especially their defense and what kind of problems it may give the Patriots?
So the way they play defense under Brandon Staley, the defensive coordinator, obviously comes from the Fangio tree and was a failed head coach for the Chargers, is they don't want to get beat over the top. But the problem with that is they don't change, really. So they'll pick you apart. You'll just allow an 8-yard completion after an 8-yard completion after an 8-yard completion and feel proud of it because they made you drive 12 plays for 75 yards and you scored a touchdown. When they say, well, you didn't give up the big play, that's been sort of their MO. Their other problem this year has been, and they thought it was going to be a strength, is their ability to stop the run. They can't stop the run. So once again, you know, last week I said, if you can't run against the Bills, who can you run against? Well, now we're in another spot where if you can't run against the Saints, you know, who can you run against? It seems like there are some opportunities there. And I'll give you the other one. Spencer Rattler, and I watched three of their games to get ready for this week. He's playing pretty good. I'm not telling you he's Drake May, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, not telling you any of that, but like he's playing at a competent level. And it's actually funny talking to Nick. He's like, they're going to be in this situation where they're probably not going to win a lot of games. They drafted Tyler Shuck in the second round. And at some point, they're going to want to see if Shuck can play. But it's not as if Rattler's not, at least to this point, hasn't done anything to lose the job. But he plays with that sort of, he's a risk aversion, if you will. And it's kind of like, at some point, you might have to just let it go and try to make some plays here. And, you know, then we'll see. But there's some pieces around him. Certainly the receiving corps is pretty good, tight end and wide receiver.
Do you know, Mike, that their top two wide receivers do not have one X play, one explosive play all season? Like it's so to prove your point, it is the quintessential dink and dunk offense.
Yeah, and he's talking like because Chris Olave is a name that comes up right, as a potential trade target, and he's had concussion history issues and like – Nick didn't. He was just saying, like, he's the best player on the team by far. And if I was him, based on where they are in this rebuild, I'd want to go because I'm not going to get them. People are going to look at me and go, well, you know, no explosive to your point. You know, I think it was a 10 catch game earlier this year for 57 yards. And it's like he's better than that. He's more like Garrett Wilson than than the numbers that he's putting up. And it doesn't seem like he's going to get that opportunity there. You know, they could be a team that picks in the top three and ends up drafting a quarterback, you know, in this next go round. So who knows? But like, yeah, a good player. And they just, it's check down city. It's wide receiver screens. It's little crossers, but it's nothing vertical.
Vrabel needs to chat him up before the game. Chat him up. Hey, Chris.
I would. Hey, you know what? I really like your work. Yeah. But I really like it.
Mike, before we let you go real quick, I want to ask you a question that I asked Fitzy to lead off the show. Which Patriot not named Drake May has become the most important player to this team 5 games into the new season?
Steph Diggs.
Ooh, that's where we landed as well. Thank you, Mike Giardi. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, thanks, Mike.
And thanks for the good phone, the quality phone. Appreciate it. That was much better.
So
enjoyed
nice.
It.
Love it.
Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to ask Ted Johnson that same question and then react to a couple interesting things that Mike Giardi said. Who is the most important Patriots player right now not named Drake May? That's next on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. Frequent contributor to these frosty football Fridays here on WEEI Afternoons, often at 3:30, so tune in for that. If you miss it, you can always get it on the Odyssey app or follow WEEI Afternoons podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens said that his number one most important player not named Drake May was Christian Gonzalez. I said Stephon Diggs. Stiz said Will Campbell. And also Dan Ball, where do you land on the question?
They're all great. I think those are all great players, and I don't think there's a wrong answer. I'm guessing you think there is, because either you're either right or you're wrong. It's black or it's white.
There's some of that. Do not.
Ted, you're learning.
Yeah. There is no try.
Yep. So, I have to lean. It's a toss up between. Oof, man, you can make a case for all of them. Dang it.
Make one.
I'm gonna have to say Steph Diggs, because the passing game is exceeded the expectations. I think Drake May has exceeded expectations, and that's largely in part because of Steph Diggs. I think that win against the best team in the NFL last week was large in part because Steph Diggs had the mentality that he had. I did just that grit and that sandpaper rubbed off on his players. He kind of represents the style of play that Mike Vrabel is wants these guys to play with, and so I feel like it's him. But man, you can see, well, the defense has turned it around ever since Christian Gonzalez came back, and Will Campbell's the one keeping Drake May protected. So it was only giving up one sack, right? Mm-hmm. Can you believe that? Mm-hmm. And who's the idiot saying he had short arms? He wasn't going to work. Let's see a full season. But so if rubber gun of my head, I'd say Steph Diggs.
Yeah, I landed there because of the way you sort of positioned it. It's one thing to have all the catches, 10 catches, 12 yards, the great rapport on that. That's all part of his importance. But then you mix in the energy and what he brought last week.
Yeah.
And then you mix in this week when he's saying probably the best quote of the week. Right? His comment about this week could actually be more difficult than last week, proving it, like the leadership that he's suddenly, maturity, like things that I wasn't sure were part of his game.
And I think based on what we knew about him, like we didn't cover him, obviously, when he was in Buffalo or Minnesota. So we didn't know how he would talk week to week. And so I think it caught me off guard, too. And it was the first thing I noticed, Danny, when he said that. I was like, dude, this is not the pink baggy guy that we were talking about in March. This is a very mature, you know, maybe that's the dichotomy with him. Maybe that's the struggle with him is that he has these both of these things pulling at him inside. But, hey, as long as he's making plays on the field and he's leading the team the way he has, I think he's the most important player not named Drake May on this team right now.
And Fitzy, he has kept those two, whatever that other Steph Diggs is, whatever the one is on the boat, whatever the one is on social media, whatever, Cardi B, whatever, doesn't it feel like that guy has never been to Gillette Stadium? He's never pulled up that ring road to the locker room. And like there is, and that's okay. If that guy stays away and just the mature, veteran, productive football player is the guy who shows up in Foxborough, then I think we are all fine with that.
This guy is the classic example of like dragon and the tiger. Like the dragon has the tiger strength, but knows when it can turn it on and turn it off. And the tiger only knows savagery. So he gets to behind the podium. He's in the locker room on the microphone. He's very calm. He's measured. He's inspirational, has a demure demeanor. Then he gets on the field, and you see the highlight Sunday of him yelling at the fans and bringing the boys up to an absolute boil and a lather. I love it. You know, the real test will be, can he stay healthy and keep that up for a whole season? And do they follow him into battle? And does the message never get stale?
All right. Yep. Real quick, can I make a point? Mike Vrabel had an opportunity. We all wondered how he was going to handle the Steph Diggs pink bag thing.
Yep.
He handled it behind closed doors. He didn't make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's paid off, right? We're talking about more of a hands-off approach, and then maybe that's the way to kind of conduct things. And we've criticized him not having a heavy hammer. Maybe he knows what he's doing in that category.
Based on the results, I think you can make that argument with Diggs and with some other players, the way he's managed situations. Even if you're right, it wasn't exactly how we may have wanted it from a hard-o culture-setting tone. It wasn't there, but it worked. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for a little build-up. Patriots-Saints Sunday in New Orleans. Are the Patriots as good as we think they are? Are the Saints as bad as their record would indicate? All that and more up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.